What would you like the people to know about the situation in Russia today?
I want people to know that we do not have democracy, and number of political prisoners who are protesting against repressions and for free elections are growing, unfortunately.
What's your experience since your release?
A lot of things happened, you know. Really, a lot of things happened. We started Mediazona, which is the only court journalism in Russia. Now it's covering police violence and prison violence and political court trials. And it's very important for us because this is the only method of showing what is happening now inside prisons in our country. And we continue to do street actions, and also for me, that was kind of a child dream to write a book, so I'm really happy that people know this story from me. Well, I've traveled a lot and I've seen many, you know, countries and how different societies exist and work. So I would be happy that if in one moment, maybe, I don't know when, but if this experience can be useful for my country as well.
Why do you think is the regime afraid of artists?
Because art can change the world. Russia is not the only country where artists are repressed. It happens also in Middle East. It happens in China. It happens everywhere where dictators want to exist in their chairs for forever, and art can, you know, give a different picture of how things can, you know, be. So that's why probably they repress artists.
How do authoritarian regimes create a climate of fear and of anxiety?
I think it's an old principle of making a war, let's say, invisible war for other people inside the country. And the level of hatred which propaganda provides is really huge. And they create special terms like enemies of the state or enemies of the people. It's old Soviet Union terms. And as I said before, it's the most terrible war. It's a war against the citizens of your own country. And that's how people start to be afraid. But they do not afraid, you know. Some people are afraid, of course, to lose the job or go to prison. But people start to be afraid to each other.
Afraid to each other, which means?
Afraid to each other means they're afraid to be themselves, to be honest. They're afraid that, you know, I don't know how to explain it. It's just self-censorship. It's not, you know, always logic. It's not always logic, it's fear. You know, fear is not about logic. Fear creates its own castles in the head. So it's in many things it's not about reality.
Did Russia change since 2012, since your action in the church?
It changed a lot. It changed a lot. Regarding relationships of the state with citizens, it changed in a bad way. As I said before, the number of political prisoners, people who are in jail now just for nothing, is growing. Pussy Riot's case was kind of scandal and shock because we were one of the first people who went to jail because of the protest, and now it's part of everyday reality.
Do we expecting any political change in Russia, imminent political change?
Change is already, you know, happening because there are huge protests around the country, and it's different protests. It's ecological, it's democratic protests, it's art protests against censorship, and a lot of artists start to do political statements, like really popular artists, popular musicians, and it's something which we even didn't have last year. So this is good.
In previous songs, you spoke against President Trump as well. Do you see similarities between President Putin and President Trump?
Well, in some points, yes. It's a cult of, let's say, a big man, like a big daddy, who will like solve everyone's problems, and cult of muscularity, which is like for me quite funny, but Donald Trump was elected and President Putin occupied president's chair. This is a difference, big difference.
Despite all your experiences, what gives you hope about the future?
Future is now, I think, and I'm just doing now what I can. Russia, of course, is already getting better, because Russia is not represented only by Kremlin, it's represented by us as well.